What's good? LETBURNRANT. Click, stream, and enjoy. There was an article I saw out of nowhere. I figured I wanted to talk to you guys about it. I'll read it with you guys first, and then I'll give you my, opinion about it. So, a woman becomes the first patient to undergo combined heart pump implant and pig kidney transplant. That's a lot. It's a lot. It was a lot for one person to go through. I hope she's all right. I don't know if adding another animal inside you is a good idea. But like I said, I'm gonna read this and I'm gonna give you my opinion. You know what? Sit down. Sorry about that. Okay. This is what I've seen. In a first of its kind procedure, a terminally ill patient has become the first person in the world to undergo a gene edited pig kidney transplant and also have a mechanical heart pump surgically implanted. Surgeons at the NYU Langone Health in New York City performed the operation in two steps, the first being the implantation of the heart pump. The second took place days later with the transplant of a genetically modified pig kidney and the pig thymus glands, which makes white blood cells to help the immune system fight disease to help prevent rejection. The patient is 54 years old Lisa Pisano from New Jersey, who was facing heart failure and end-stage kidney disease. NYC Langone said Wednesday, due to several chronic conditions, including being on dialysis, she was not a candidate for a heart transplant or a kidney transplant, the hospital said. Additionally, Pisano had high levels of antibodies harmful to human tissues that would make it difficult to find a match for a human kidney transplant, according to the hospital. However, these antibodies were not harmful to gene-edited pig organs. All I want is the opportunity to have a better life, Pisano said in a statement. After I was ruled out of a human transplant, I learned I didn't have a lot of time left. My doctors thought there may be a chance I could be approved to receive a gene-edited pig kidney, so I discussed it with my family and my husband. Okay. So, the NYU team said it's believed that this is the first documented case of a patient with a mechanical heart pump receiving an organ transplant of any kind. What's more, this is just the second case of a gene-edited pig kidney transplanted into a living person, and the first with the thymus combined, according to the hospital. The first case occurred last month when a surgical team in Massachusetts General Hospital connected the pig kidney blood vessel and urethra with those of a 62-year-old Richard Slayman, a man living with end-stage kidney disease. The hospital said he continued to recover well. Pisano, two procedures were performed by separate surgical teams about 9 days apart. The first on April 4th involved the surgical insertion of a device called a left ventricle assist device, or LAVID, which helps pump blood from the lower left heart chamber to the rest of the body. NYU Langone said it typically is used in patients who are waiting for a heart transplant or ineligible to receive a transplant. The hospital added that Pisano will only have days or weeks to live without the LAVID. Although the end-stage kidney disease typically rules out patients from receiving a LAVID, the novel approach of using a gene-edited pig kidney helped get the approval for the procedure, according to doctors. Without the possibility of a kidney transplant, she would have not been eligible for a candidate for a LAVID due to the high mortality in patients on dialysis with heart pumps, said Dr. Nadia Mazami, chief of the divisions of heart and lung transplantation and mechanical coronary support for the Department of Cardiologic Surgery at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. who was one of the doctors who performed the LAVA surgery. This unique approach is the first step in the world that LAVA surgery has been done on a dialysis patient, with the subsequent plan to transplant a kidney. The measure for success is a chance at a better quality of life to give Lisa more time to spend with her family. Mazami continues. Doctor said the pig kidney is a single genetic modification to knock out the gene that produces a sugar known as the alpha gal. Studies have shown that removing alpha gal helps prevent rejections of the exotransplant or non-human organs. By using pigs with a single genetic modification, we can better understand the role one key stable change in the genomes can have in making transplantation of a viable alternative. Dr. Robert McGovern Lee, who led the transplant surgery in a chair of the Department of Surgery and director of the NYC Lagan Transplant Institute, said in a statement, since these pigs can be bred and do not require cloning like more complex gene edits, this is a sustainable, scalable solution to the organ shortage. If we want to start saving more lives quickly, using fewer modifications and medications will be the answer, Montgomery said. Pisano two-step procedure required clearance by NYU Lagan Institute's review boards and approval from Food and Drug Administration under its compassionate use program, which often allows non-traditional methods to be used when a patient has a serious or life-threatening condition. The exotransplantation was performed on April 11, and Pisano continued to recover well, the hospital said. Last year, researchers on the NYU Lagan Health in New York City conducted a two-month study of genetically engineered pig kidney that had been transplanted into a 58-year-old man who has been declared brain dead with his family consent. The team observed only mild rejections that required intensified immunosuppression medication to reverse it. Experts have expressed hope that being able to transfer animal organs into human patients will help the future of the organ supply. Currently, more than 103,000 men, women, and children are on the national transplant waiting list, according to the HRSA, Health Resource and Service Administration, an agency of the Department of Health and Human Services. Each day, 17 people die waiting for a transplant, and every 8 minutes, someone is added onto the transplant list. What's more, many organ donors, including kidneys, and needlessly discarded every year, research shows if these types of transplants for kidneys prove to work and be safe, this can one day make dialysis unnecessary for more than 500,000 people in the United States who required it to live. According to the National Kidney Foundation, it is incredible to consider the scientific achievement that we have led to our ability to save Lisa's life and what we are endeavoring to do as a society for everyone in need of a life-saving organ, Montgomery said. However, the edited animal organs brings up questions if they will work long-term, if they are safe, and if it's ethical raising animals for human organ transplantation. Whew. All right, that was a lot to digest. So, yeah. I hope for a fast and speedy recovery for this woman. I'm not taking anything away from this. This is kind of unethical. This don't feel safe at all using pigs. Especially, I'm lost right now for words. Like I said, I hope for a speedy recovery for Lisa Pisano. And hopefully she can continue to be there for her young daughter and any other kids she got or grandkids she got. So back to my opinion about this. This is crazy as fuck. I don't know if this is even ethical. Like, they approved it, I guess, but we're now trusting pigs, an omnivore animal that, like, eats anything and everything. They eat, like I said, everything and everything. Yeah. I don't know. It feels weird, you know. I mean, same thing for us. Like, we're eating a burger or anything else that's got pork in it. You know, you're just taking a chance that you might get sick from eating pork, because what they eat. Now we have to entrust in pigs for kidneys and any type of organs that they got right now that might work for us. I don't know. It's a little too close to comfort right now just to think about that. And hopefully I don't even get myself in those situations where I have to be stuck to rely on a pig to save my life. I hope not. I again, like I said, not taking anything away from, you know, what the NYU Langone did. Is a big moment in history for medical that, you know, we can be able to keep a person alive even without you know, organs. A quicker alternative right now. So what do we do now? Do we now start breeding pigs right now for the sole purpose of killing them later for this transfer, you know, organs to humans? What do we do about this now? Or do we let them live their life until they're dead and then we have something to do? I don't know. Like I said, everything sounds dirty once this sounds all, you know, great and everything like that. Like I said, human technology is getting weirder and weirder. We got Neuralink right now connecting to people with disabilities. Well, mostly people that can't even move or walk, that's paralyzed. And now you got this. The future is spooky with technology and how modifications can happen to a human. Sooner or later, you're really gonna have a legit RoboCop at this point, like, or Darth Vader, like, just make a machine out of people right now and just have them go what they are. Overall, like I said, it's weird. I don't know if this is sustainable. And also, how long will a person really hold long live? Like I mentioned already a couple of minutes ago about a brain dead person, they had added something, added organs to them right now, hoping they could reverse the process of people just dying and shit. I am not, like I said, I'm spiritual to an extent. You know, I do believe there is a higher power or God, like most of you guys would say. But are we really, you know, are we really trying to, I feel like it's just doctors playing God at this point, trying to keep a person alive. You know, I don't know a person, I don't know about people's health right now, but I'm pretty sure if you're not taking care of your health, shit like this will happen. You'll be in a situation where you get into heart problems, lung problems, or anything like that, smoking cigarettes. As I said, who for me to say right now, but if I'm doing all this right now, then I guess I didn't care about my health enough right now to say, hey, I'm stuck in a hospital bed on my deathbed. Like I didn't take care of my body. Most people need to take care of their body more. Not to say that she didn't take care of her body, because maybe nothing was wrong with her at all, and maybe this was just, like I said, Mother Nature saying, "Oh, well, okay, we're gonna cut you off first." Like I said, kudos to the doctors that did save her life. I have nothing more to really add to this right now. To me, it just, I'm not, my opinion wise, I don't know how. I'm not big on it at all, and maybe in a couple years I might change my mind. Or maybe somebody I know maybe might be in a situation and I might change my mind automatically just because, yo, this saved my friends or whoever I care life. As I said, we don't know the lifespan of this right now, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna still monitor her and another patient in Massachusetts that received a pig kidney. And I'm pretty sure more will come after this right now if this becomes a big success. And hopefully, I do hope it is a success right now, especially, like I said, over 100,000 people right now, men, women, children, across this country right now, that's on the list. Every 17 minutes, someone dies. Every 8 minutes, someone else new gets put in there. So that's a disturbing rate of people just getting killed off, and then more gets added on. And it's very, this is, I'm pretty sure it's difficult right now, because you can't find, there's no solution to this right now, with a mass amount of people going through health issues and almost, you know, at a time bomb of death. And if this is the quick ways modification solution to help fix that problem, forget about what I think. I feel like it's weird having another, forget about another human. I've gone past that point right now, because, like I said, my ID got me as an organ donor. So if I do die, I know my organs will be at a better place. That's for, like, a different animal in you. I don't really, like I said, the side effects. Who knows what's going to be the side effects from this? I get it. That's not about me thinking that they're going to play God. It's just, what's the ramifications that's going to happen? What's the, you know, the side effects and everything else? Like I said, I'm just speaking out of concern. I'm pretty sure the doctors who are more qualified will pretty much handle anything and everything. And that's it. Hopefully you enjoy this. Click, stream, and enjoy. Google, Apple, Spotify, Let Burn Podcast. I'm out. Burn.